I've got a couple items. I'm John Kraft. First thing is, I don't know anybody in here, so none of this is personal, and don't take it as personal. But if you're, as an elected official of a municipality, you cannot work and draw pay from the municipality. It includes mowing yards, raking leaves, shoveling snow, or being the maintenance man of the municipality. It's against the law. You cannot do that. There's other people in the community that could do it or would step up and be the mayor or the trustee if one of you are in that position. Matter of fact, it's a felony is what it is. The next thing I have is statements of economic interest. I'm looking at one from Mr. Piercy. I believe that's you, and I believe you're the mayor and the maintenance man. Item number six, you wrote none. And item number six consists of list the name of any entity. An entity is defined as individual, partnership, association, trust, or business doing business with a unit of local government in relation to which the person is required to file, City of Lerna, from which income in excess of $1,200 was derived during the preceding calendar year. I believe you covered that in about 3 or 4 months. Other than for professional services, and that's for like engineering, surveying, being an attorney, or whatever. And you're supposed to list the title and description of that position. I don't understand why you wouldn't list maintenance for the City of Lerna on this form. For the life of me, I can't figure it out. I would suggest that you can do what you want, but I suggest that you either resign from being the mayor or you resign from being a maintenance person. It's probably more financially lucrative to stay on as a maintenance person. I imagine it is, but
I don't quite understand what you're trying to say.
Are you saying he cannot be both?
Yes. I'm saying you can't be an elected person of the municipality and work for the municipality, period, under any circumstance.
Okay.
Shoveling snow in the middle of the winter in an emergency, you can't get paid to do that. You can volunteer to get to do that, but you can't get paid to do it. You can't get paid to be the maintenance man and be the mayor. You can't get paid to be a trustee and whatever, you know, sidewalk sweeper, whatever you want to do. You cannot do that.
Why?
It's against the law.
Yes, it is. See, that too does it.
A public officer prohibited activities act.
On city council, as well as being an attorney, and nobody threw him on.
The outline professional services, if you want the statute, it's 50 ILCS section 3.
So we run this by our regional planning and everybody else.
Regional planning doesn't have anything to do with it.
It violates the law. You can have this. Here's a copy of it. It violates Public Officer Prohibited Activities Act. No alderman of any city are here prohibited interest in contracts. No person holding any office, either by elected or appointments under the laws of the Constitution of the state, may be in any manner financially interested directly in his own name or indirectly in the name of another person in any contract or the performance of any work. It's against the law. And you got to stop doing it. I understand, you know, it's a small community, but you got to find somebody else to be the mayor, or you got to find somebody else to be the maintenance man. And this, I mean, you can have this certified copy. I've got another one. You should have put that you worked for the City of Lerna on your statement of economic interest.
I will say this: when you go fill those out, they are of absolutely no help in clarifying any dang thing to you.
Well, the rules, if you read it, the name of any entity doing business with the unit of local government in relation to which the person is required to file. I'm required to file for the city of Lerna. I made more than $1,200 working here last year. I got to put city of Lerna maintenance person, and I mean it carries a fine, and it carries a imprisonment, and it carries a ejection from office is what it does. And nobody wants to do that. They just want, you know, what the law is supposed to be. You have to fill these out correctly. And if you can have that, I would suggest you fill out another one as soon as possible. And you can't draw a paycheck and be an elected official for the same municipality. That's all I have.
That means I got to quit being the clerk then, because I get paid for being the clerk. I'm an elected official.
Are you a trustee?
No, I'm clerk.
You're elected clerk. That's different.
Yeah.
No, but I was elected to be clerk.
You were elected to be clerk. That's why you're getting paid.
They're elected to be trustees. They can get paid to be a trustee.
I get a separate check for being the clerk, and I also get paid by the hour for doing the clerk's business.
That's fine.
That's all in one thing.
So
the mayor can't show up once a month for the meetings and collect $25 to $35. And go out and be the maintenance man the other.
That is correct. Because at some point he will be called upon to vote on his salary or his reimbursement or something.
Actually,
he never votes unless it's going to break a tie.
Called upon to vote. He's next. I'm finished.
My name's Kirk Allen. Actually, the law states anytime in a situation like that arises that they may be called to vote. He may be called to vote. And you just acknowledge that. If there's a tie, he may be called to vote. If you don't think it's serious, contact Pekin, Illinois, and find out what happened to their mayor, because it was upheld in the Supreme Court. Official misconduct, it's a felony, and all we're asking is fix it. That's it. It is a violation of 50 ILCS Section 3. If you don't think that it's a violation, contact your attorney. The second step, if you don't want to fix it, is there are folks that want to file a criminal complaint, and when it goes that route, you don't have any options to fix it. And if they investigate it, they'll find exactly what we're telling you, it constitutes a crime. And there's folks that are afraid to come and discuss that with you folks. And why that is, I don't know. Like John says,
somebody's won the job, one person.
Like John said, I don't know any of you folks, this isn't personal, but our organization, we work all over the state for local government accountability, and our first step is always ask the public body to correct the wrong. And there's folks that know that this has been going on and have hit brick walls, so they've told us. I don't know if that's true or not. We're just here to ask you to fix it. What you're doing violates the law, and we're asking you to correct it. That's all I have.
And that goes, I don't know who's getting paid to mow the yards of people who are grass too high, but that's the same thing. If you're a trustee, you can't go mow the yard and get the city to reimburse you. I don't know if a trustee is doing that. It might be a regular citizen doing that. I don't have a clue. I don't know any of you. But if that's happening, you can't do it. And the reason for that is because, you know, you might say everybody's grass is tall just so you can increase your paycheck. I'm not saying anybody does that. I'm saying it's possible. We'd appreciate it if, you know, you think about it, ask your attorney, and, you know, fix it. It's not that difficult. That's all I got. That's all he's got.
I'm done.
You got anything else you want to talk about? We're here.
I have nothing else to talk about.
So, essentially, we can't pay Jeanette to mow 702, and Don can't be our maintenance man and our mayor.
I'm not an attorney. I suggest you get with your attorney. And attorneys are supposed to look out for the people and point the public body in the direction of the law, whether they agree with the attorney or not. But my suggestion would be that you're probably correct.
It comes down to basic conflicts of interest is what it is.
Oh. and I know it's difficult if you've been doing it for years, and I know you've been doing it for years, because I did a FOIA request several years ago and just got busy and didn't have time to stop by here and talk to you, but now I'm here.
Yeah, because I've been doing it for